muchzak of a bechor. A bechor only gets pishnayim by muchzak. He doesn't get pishnayim of roi. And this is the Gemara, starts to really get into this discussion. So the Gemara says the following. I'm going to basically try to show, this is a very packed Gemara, there's a lot going on here. I'm going to try to just focus on one main aspect, that is the question of if the P Shnayim, if the double portion of a Bechor is one portion or two portions. Meaning, there's a hekesh from the chelik pashut to the chelik bechor, because it gets two portions. So, in what ways is it considered one portion, one big portion? In what ways is it considered? No, it's two normal sized portions. And there's a lachos that come out of that, and I want to try to discuss when we say it's one portion, when we say it's two portions. Fine. So the Gemara says the following: D'tanya in bechor notel pishnayim b'shvach shivu nuchas v'nachmis zavien. Rabbi Omer ani bechor notel pishnayim b'shvach shivu nuchas v'nachmis zavien. Avolo b'shvach shivu yisomim l'achmis zavien. Yerushu shtar chov bechor notel pishnayim yatzal aleim shtar chov bechor notel pishnayim v'imamor eni doesn't any notel reshai. My time at the Rabbanan. Fine. So what's pshat the Rabbanan? Rabbanan say that he's only notel b'muchzak. Right, muchzak again. You know, muchzak is when the stuff that the father had. That's part of the discussions of these gemaras. What exactly is muchzak? What exactly is roi? But in basic terms, muchzak is when the stuff that the father had, the shas misa, that's muchzak. And stuff that he's going to get later. Let's say he has a best friend who's going to give him money next day. Right, his birthday is the next day, but he dies the day before his birthday. So that's only roi. He's only gonna get that. It might not even be roi, but whatever. The point is that what he has at the time is muchzak, and the classic case of roi is that which he's gonna get from Yerusha afterwards. Meaning he has a very sick father, but he dies first. So the stuff from his sick father, even though he was gonna get that any day now, the father was on his deathbed. But since he dies first, it's only roi. He doesn't have that. It's only roi to come to him, not muchzak in his hand. Fine. And so the Rabbanan hold that the Bechor only gets his second portion in that which was Muchzak. So again, let's just spell it out. If the father had $1,000 to his name, $500 was Muchzak and $500 was Roy. It wasn't really to his name, because it was only Roy, but whatever. Meaning his grandfather had $500 and his father had $500, let's say, right? So the $500 that his father has, they're going to split that. He's going to get pishnayim on that, double of everyone else on that. But then when the grandfather dies and the grandson gets from his grandfather through his father, so that he only gets a single portion, not a double portion. Fine. So my time is the Rabbanan. Amar Kura, let's say slow pishnayim. Matana Kura Rachmana, because this is a seis. So it's Matana Kura Rachmana. Ma Matana Adamatu Liyade Avchel Bechor Adamatu Liyade. It has to come into his hand. But not if it didn't come to his hand yet. The Rabbi Omer Amar Kura Pishnayim Makesh Chelik Bechor LeChelik Pasha MaChelik Pasha Avagad Lo Matid LiYade Avchelik Bechor Avagad Lo Matid LiYade. No, there's a hekesh between Bechelik Bechor and Chelik Pashut. They both be the same. Basically, in a Chanami, you have a good svara that it says Matana Kura Rachmana, but you're wrong because it says a hekesh that there's all one Chelik. There's a hekesh of a Bechor and a Pashut. So he gets, just like he gets the pashut, he gets the roi, so too bechor, he gets the roi. Fine. For Rabbana Nami Haksiv Pishnayim Hol Misvalei Achad Mitzra. Right? No, but they say it's Pishnayim. Right? The Rabbanan also say that they also have to read this pasuk. Right, it says pishnayim. It's that it's he gets a double portion. It sounds like one big portion. So what's pshat? And there's a hekesh of the two. So why do you say he only gets roy? Right. Holamis v'leim achad mitzra. No, that's a different. That's teaching something different. That's that the chilek bechor and the chilek pashut you have to get next to each other. Right. Let's say there's a lot of land. So everyone gets a portion. He gets two portions. So you might want to give him one over there and one over there. And that's annoying because it's bad to have two different portions, you want to have everything together so you can make like a big amusement park, right? So you want to have all of one all together. So therefore the din says that we give it to him achad mitzvah because it's like one portion. Fine. And
is this assuming that dina de bar mitzvah is a din de raisa or something or what?
Din de bar mitzvah. This the Rishonim on Daf Kud Beis ask how this is different than din de bar mitzvah because din de bar mitzvah probably is a din de raisa. I mean, din de mitzvah is
that's a din de raisa, yeah.
Well, there's different kinds of din de mitzvah, but it's the Gemara in Bar Mitzvah has din de bar mitzvah from a vasisa yashavat tov,
right?
Which is a deraisa, meaning it's a lefim shor to din deraisa, but the mitzvah it's a deraisa.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis on the Beis has a similar type of din bar mitzvah midin kofin al midah stone, which also pashup shad is deraisa.
Right.
There's a ritzva over there and quoted in Tosfos it holds it's only midirbanan over there, but most Rishonim seem to hold it's deraisa.
So
how's it different? So Rishonim already asked the question. Yeah. Once you have a din bar mitzvah in general, so why do you need this?
Pasuk, right?
They ask that question. So there's a seer of normal kind of din bar mitzvah wouldn't apply. This does apply. We might get there at the end, but they ask this question. Meaning they give a case where that one wouldn't apply and this does apply.
Okay,
fine. The Rebbe Nami Haksiv L'Seislo Ho She'im Amr Eni Notz V'Eni Notz Eni Rishai. If the Bechor says I don't want to take the stuff from my father. The father could jump in a lake and he's dead, but you know he can keep his own stuff or whatever. The rest of the guys can take the stuff. I don't want to take my pishnayim, so he doesn't. As opposed to the rest of the yorshin that they can't back out. There's a mechalkas rishonim over here. If that's really true, maybe someone else will give a chibur about that. I don't know next week, but there's a discussion because some rishonim hold even the pasuk could do that. So what's the chiddush of bechor? Okay, the point is the gemara just without getting into that discussion, the gemara said pasuk chat. That a Bechor can say, I don't want to take it, because it's a Matana. Just like a Matana, I can say, I don't want it, I'm sorry. But by Yerusha, that's Babi Mela, that you can't, that's Bakorcha, you can't say no. Okay, there's a discussion in the Rishonim, exactly by Pasha, what we could and can't say, but let's just work with that simple for now. Fine. Okay, so what comes out? So the dinner that comes out of this Kamara. Dinam are the following, that there's Muchsuk and Roy. Muchsuk is a machlokes between Rabbi and I haven't discussed it very recently, so I even think that Rabbi agrees to Muchsuk, just only argue with some Muchsuk. I just really haven't discussed it recently. But okay, either way, there's a chiluk between Muchsuk and Roy, that Rabbanan hold that the Bechor only gets the Muchsuk, and Rabbi holds the Bechor even gets the Roy, because it's one portion. That's one machlokas. Another din, that the Bechor gets, the Bechor gets his Chelek Pashut and Chelek Bechora as one Chelek together, as opposed to dispersed all over the place, because it's one Chelek. Fine, so in two ways already we've seen that it's one Chelek. One only according to Rabbi, that it's one Chelek, just like Bechor, just like Pashut, so too Bechor, you get it's Pishnayim, so you the whole thing is Beroi, and according to the Rabbanan, Bar Mitzvah, fine. But in two dinim in this Gemara, we see it's not one chilek. What's that? Any notel v'any nosein, where you can only say I don't want it by Bechor. You can't say that by Pashut, and Muchsak according to the Rabbanan, meaning according to the Rabbanan, Muchsak only by Bechor, not by. Fine. So in Echanan is a kasuv to explain that, but Chor it's still tzarech bir. I mean, basically, how do they know to say that?
Well, the Rashbam says matana kari rachman.
Yeah. So matana kari rachman. So
that applies as far as the question of any no tel v'no no sein. You ask me what's the difference?
Yeah.
So Rashbam says legabe the din of any no tel v'no no sein. It's the reason by Bechor you could do it is because matana kari rachman. But by regular Yerusha, it's Baal Kor. That's how the Rashbam explains it.
Right, but in Yerusha, you know, same, it's not a Kuliyama, it's even Kor Rebbe.
Right.
Same, but yet, but so why...
Everybody agrees that Matana Kar Rahmana. Even Rebbe agrees to that principle. That's not a Machlokas.
I understand.
So what's your question?
One second. Because that's not going to be such a copy. Now, we'll come back to it. It was going to be, I'm not sure if the Chesmer out again. But we'll come back to that. Fine. But those are the dinners that come out of the Gemara. Fine. There's a few more Gemaras where where the same concept comes up. Is it one chelik or two chelakim? The Gemara in Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph on top, which says, a meimar amar af in amay chelik b'chura shenemar v'yolda lo banim ad shehi ben b'shas leida. That Gemara means that when there's a tumtum, and a tumtum, since b'shas leida, it's not nicker if he is a zachor or a or is a nekeva. So they learn from a drasha that he's not.
Who's the tumtum? The morish or the yorish?
No, the yorish. Uh-huh. There's one brother who's a bechor. He's a fine guy. We know he's a bechor. We know he's a zachor the whole way through. Uh-huh. There's another brother, a pasha, who's also a fine guy. We know him the whole way through. And there's another guy who's a tumtum, and he's a tumtum b'shas leida, and later on he turns out he's taka a male.
When is later on?
Later when he's
after
4 years
the
old.
Yerusha or before Yerusha?
Lav dafka before. No, I think it's just when he's 4 years old. Stam. Yeah. The guy's
before
still
the father.
Morish is still alive, yeah. I think
uh-huh,
so, yeah.
Okay.
So, but it's not.
So then, what's
leida.
The problem?
One second. So the Gemara says it's a drasha. The yalda lo banim achehe ben b'shas leida, meaning that. So what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that right now there are three banim. So the Indian, the chelik pashut, he's memayit. Meaning, imagine there was no bechor, and there's a total of $300, let's say. So they each got $100. Easy, right? But when there's a bechor, he's not memayit mechelik bechor. Meaning, so let's say, I think the Rashbam says there's $600, right? And let's say $600. Let's say it's all mechsa. Just make it easy.
Well, how many kids are there?
And there's those three. There's right. One bechor who's normal, one pashut who's normal, and this tumtum guy.
Right.
Okay. So he's not mamayit mechelik bechor. What does that mean? That means that $600. If you would look at all, when you look at all 600, when you look at all 600, let's see the Rashbam explains it. Let me just go with his numbers. It's easier that way. The Rashbam says the following. Even the cholim say here. So also tumtum chenikra v'nimsa zachar im hu pasha ve'inu b'chor v'chol nichsei av tisha manim. Fine. He says nine. There's 900. Fine. V'hein shlosha banim b'chor u'pasha v'tumtum cholkim anachasim tchila l'shlosha chalakim ki ilu ein kan ki im b'chor u'pasha. Since there is a tumtum, in terms of the chelik b'chor, we imagine that there's no tumtum. He's not around. There's no such thing. This guy is a non-issue. We look at it as if he's not never born.
So there are only two brothers.
So Kilu is only two brothers. So then, when you look at 900 stuff, as if only two brothers and one gets double, so one guy gets 600, one guy gets 300.
Mm-hmm.
I should make sure that's right. Kilu b'chor u'pasha tumtum k'manda leisa u'magia l'chelik b'chor shisha manim. Shehein beis chalakim lefisha b'chor notal pishnai v'pasha nimtza chelik b'chora shlosha manim. That means that the chelik b'chora, meaning he would get 3, 3, 3, 3, and the other guy would get 3. So his chelik b'chora is 300. Okay, and then after you do that, chozim v'cholkim hashisha manim. Now there's 600 left because you gave him 3. Now you go and do the other 6. You divide that equally by 3. So it turns out that the b'chor gets 5. And they each get
2.
Fine? So, again, but that's a chiddush, because we're, in his chilik b'chor, we're not allowing the tumtum, the kilu, the tumtum was never born, l'inyin the chilik b'chor.
Right.
Just to calculate what the chilik b'chor is. But the chilik, the other chilakim, he is alive, he does get. Fine? So Yad Rama already asks over here, what's pshat? Why don't we say it's all one, right? Chilik b'chor and chilik pashut is one, because there's a hekish, and manashach. Either he's a mayit from everything, or he's not mayit from anything. But what's this chatidaver? Why is he a mayit only from b'chor and not a mayit from pashut?
Yeah.
Fine. So the Yad Rama discusses it, and I think I'm going to be saying something. I think I'm basically going to be saying. I'm saying what I'm going to say is b'chlal what he says. I'm just need to read it better. I didn't get a chance to really sit on it well enough, but I think I'm not disagreeing with him. I'm pretty sure. Just ayin sham is good. My malkum kufchaz zayin amalaf the yad rama. But we'll get to the yisod soon, but I just want to, that's the question is again, now we see already a second place. We see on Kuf Chavtal, we saw that we're makish it, according to Rebbe, Le'inyan Pashut and Chilik Pashut and, sorry, then Muchsak, right? The Muchsak, according to Rebbe, you get even Beroi, just like Pasha gets Beroi. That's Rebbe's drasha. The Rabbanan are Dorishit, Le'inyan and Bar Mitzah, that you get two together. And however, here, we see the opposite. We see that it's two different things, that there, it's the Tumtum is Mamai, Le'inyan, the Chilek, Pasha. He's Mamai for the Pasha, but he's not Mamai for the Bechor.
Right.
So what's Pshat? Fine. Before we get into the beer, there's another Gemara that this comes up, kind of. The Gemara on Daf Kufchav Vavamubez, I think. There's a Mishnah. Oh, same. Kufchav Vavamubez. The Mishnah says, I think this is where it comes up. Ha'omer ish ploni b'ni b'chor lo yitol pishnayin. Ish ploni b'ni lo yirish imachiv lo amr klum. Shehis na mashen kosov b'torah. Right? You can't say that my son b'chor won't get pishnayin. That's ma'asa mashen kosov b'torah. Ha'machalik nechosov al piv riba le'echav mi le'echav v'hishka lehen es b'chor b'dvar v'chayamin v'im amr mishum yirush lo amr klum. Kosov b'in d'chil b'im pso v'im enz v'pain. I don't know why there's a ritva on this Gemara, on this Mishnah, who says the following. It's a chesmen out on the Mishnah, because it's whatever. Let's say the ritva on this Mishnah says the following. It's also, I think, on Kuf Chav Tesam and Aleph on the middle. I think the ritva over there also says the following. He has, there's a machlokas Rishonim he brings with the following question. There's a din of lo yichal vaker, that you can't, Rabbi Yochanan Broka holds, we pass him like him, that you can, when you have three sons, you can give your nechasim to one son. You can say, you know what, you got everything. But you can't do that in the Bechorah. Let's say you have a Bechor, the Chilik Bechorah you can't give to anyone else. And if you try, it doesn't work. You can give the other Chalakim, not the Bechorah. So let's say if you have only girls, then you can get everything, because there's no Bechorah by a girl. But if you have a Bechorah, you have three sons and one is a Bechorah, you can't give that chilek away to one of the other sons. Fine. Because lo yichal vaker, you're not able to make someone else a Bechorah. Fine. Oh. So how about the chilek pashut of the Bechorah? Right? The Bechorah gets two things. He gets the chilek Bechorah and the chilek pashut. So can you give away his chilek pashut? So the chokers we've shown him. If you give away his chilek pasha, right? The ritva brings 2 days. One day it says yes, because you can't take away his bechorah, but you can take away his pasha shitas. And the other day it holds you can't take away either one. So again, what's that machokes? Is it just like the same? Is it one chilek or two? It's the same. I don't understand what's going on. Meaning, it's just the same question. But like, oh, that's already Gemara. It says it's one chilek. Then right in our Gemara in Kufadal we started with, says it's one chilek. Then you need a couple of dinim. On Kuf Chav Zayin, basically it sounds like it's two chilekim. And now it seems like it's a chok rishonim. It's one chilek or two chilekim. As long as it's true. Fine. One more Gemara. Oh well, this Gemara we've seen basically. But the Gemara on, well, we just saw this Gemara in Kuf Chav Zayin. It also comes out on Yud Beis Amud Beis by the Chad Meitzar. Fine. That fine. So I want to say the following Yisod, and I just think it's very pashut, and I don't think I'm trying to mechadish anything. I realized this, and I think it's right. That what's the Yisod? When do we say it's one chilek? When do we say it's two chilekim? So I think the Yisod is pashut. Yeah. The Yisod is the following: that the drasha of that it's one chilek doesn't change the chilek ha pashut. It changes the chilek ha-bechor. Meaning, le'inyin the chilek ha-pashut, the bechor, is no worse than a pashut. He's the same as a pashut. He's a pashut plus. Right? So he's bechor, he's pashut, plus he has extra coolness, which makes him a bechor. So none of these joshes are going to ever change the chilek ha-pashut. Whatever didn't apply to chilek ha-pashut of the other guys, of his brothers, apply to his chilek pashut. However, we learn that since it's one chilek, we'll sometimes extrapolate from his chilek pashut to his chilek bechor. And also his chilek bechor is also similar to chilek pashut in some ways. When we've addressed say matanya karachmana, like you pointed at the beginning, so okay, then we'll make it different. But be'etzem, we'll try to make it the same, because pishnayim karachmana. But we're never going to say, oh, if we see a certain din by bechor, we go backwards to chilek pashut. Fine? And then I just go with that. It's been all the din in that way. And it's very mistaver, right? Meaning it's mistaver that he's a pashut plus. So he has the same din in pashut. His bechor doesn't change his pshitas. He's pashut. And then he's plus. So it changes only the chilek bechor, not the chilek pashut. I think it's very mistaver. And how to explain all the din in the kuf kuf dalam and aleph explains all the din. Over there, Rebbe holds. He doesn't darshan matanu karachmana to tell you only muchzah. So therefore, he says that just like the chilek pasha, you get even roi. So too the chilek bechor, you get roi. The pasha teaches the bechor, right? Also by chametzar, right? It's a little different, but it's the same as so. Meaning that by chametzar also he has chilek pasha, and so the chilek bechor is added on to the chilek pasha, right? But by tumtum, we have a drasha le'inyan his bechor. That's pasha. There's a gemara. There's a drasha le'inyan his bechor that tumtum is not mamait from his chilek bechor. So we don't extrapolate that backwards to his chilek pasha. We don't say that it changes his chilek pasha. No. Okay, that's a chiddush by his chilek bechor. But his pasha is a chilek. It's like everyone else's chilek pasha. His chilek pasha is no different than anyone else's chilek pasha. So we're not going to extrapolate backwards to his chilek pasha. Okay, that's I think you said. Oh, what's from this ritva? The 2 days in the ritva. It, right, again, 2 days in the ritva are, can you, say, do we say lo yuchal avakir, can you take away his chelek pshitas, or not? So lechora, that's really a kasha on me, because, right, if we say you can take away his chelek pshitas, okay, wonderful, then it's easy, because you can't take away his chelek bechor, chelek pshitas, that's fine, it's just like everyone else's chelek pshitas. So what's with the manda Amar, who says that you can't take away his chilek pshitas, right? The chor that sounds like we're learning from his chilek bechora backwards to his chilek pshitas. Is everyone with me? Yeah. So what's pshat? So I think that when I first read the ritva, I learned it like I told you that they're arguing about this. You saw it. Is it one or two? I don't think it's pshat at all. I think pshat is, and I think it's meduyik in the ritva and daf kuf chav tes. You can check, but I'm honestly think it's totally different pshat. No, everyone holds you can't extrapolate from his chilek bechora back to his chilek pshitas. That's pasha. No one says you can do that. What's the yisod? Yisod is pasha. That you can't have a pishnayim if you don't have an echad. How can you call it pishnayim without a double portion if you only have one? Right? Meaning, so if we take, so since it says liyuchal vaker, you can't take away his chilek, you have to make him a bechor. So there's a very strong svar to say that you have to give him pishnayim, you gotta give him two. Because if you only give him one and you take away his chilek pshitus, it's not a pishnayim, that's a b'yechad. In echanami, right? Then the other one that Homer holds, that no, lemaisa, you can't take away him of all people, and you can't take away anything. Okay, chilek pshitus you can take away. But chilek bechor, that you can't take away, and that's enough, that makes him a bechor. The other one says, no, that's not bechor, it's not pishnayim, lemaisa. He's only getting one, he's only getting two. I mean, it's a bechor is a milichel vaker. Do we see if you just have a chilek, chilek, the second chilek, is that a kiyum of pishnayim or not? If you only have one chilek, that's not pishnayim. Or no, that's also pishnayim because lemaisa you're getting a chilek when I wanted to take everything away and I couldn't. So that's also leichal vaker. But the etzem, everyone holds, of course, that the chilek pshitos is the same as everyone else's chilek pshitos. And the chilek bechor, that's where we start having chidushim. And when we say, right, so there's chilek pshitos, and the chilek bechor is the chiddush and the chilek bechor. But Tanur Charachmana, we have lots of different nafkaminas in chilek bechor. But chilek pasha is the same. And sometimes we extrapolate from chilek, and be'etzim we would like to extrapolate whenever we can from chilek pshitos to chilek bechor, except when there's a pasuk not to. Fine. Fine. So now, that's what I want to say, and I think that's mamish makes a lot of sense and fits with the Gemara's. I have to admit though, there's a very strange me'iri on daf kuf chaf dalid amid beis. think Kufa Dalam Aleph. No, Kufa Dalam Aleph. Who says the following? There's a Chokas Achronim already. A law, the Nodavi Huda, Kibi Eger, Chassam Sofer, big people, who discuss the following question. They discuss, okay, we know that the Gemara says, and that's the Kufa Dalam, right, where we are, that the Gemara says the following, that you have to pay, not only do you get the money, right, Yerusha is cool, you get lots of money, but along with that, there's nothing free in life. Along with the money that you get, you have to pay off chobos at the end. Okay, so you get a lot of money, but you got to make sure to pay off the bali chobos. Fine. So the Rashbam is mashma like this, and this is what the Gedolei Achronim, many of them assume. Right? The Chassam Sofer, the Yehuda, the Kibbe Eger thing. They assume the following. It's mashma like this from Rashbam, that you have to pay off the chobos, the money that you get. Let's say you get 100. Let's say there's a total of $300 in the Yerusha. And let's hypothetically everyone. Let's say then the Bechor gets 200, and the other guy gets 100. Right? Makes a lot of sense. So the Bechor pays two times, and the other guy pays one time.
Two thirds of the chovos,
right? And the other guy pays
the same percentage.
Exactly. They say based on whatever they get.
Proportionate
to the money they get. Fine. That makes a lot of sense. Fine. That's what the Rashbam sounds like, and that's what many Gedolei Achronim understand. However, the Meiri says not like that. Let's say a case, the following. Let's say there's a case where, this is I think his case, there's $600 total. There's two kids, a Chor and a Pashut, right? There's like two Masechtas, you have to be like a mathematician, like Bo Basra and Yevamis, I guess probably Irvin too. Okay, anyway, so there's $600, two kids, a Bechor and a Pasha. Now, so the Bechor, let's say 300 Mukhsak, 300 Roy. Okay? So of the Mukhsak, he gets 200, and the other guy gets 100. Of the other stuff, he gets a normal 150, right? So altogether, he gets 350, and the other guy gets 250, right? Oh, fine. So what would you say, according to Rashbam? Okay, so then, wonderful, you take it, and now you pay proportionately of the chovos. You pay, whatever, 350 over, 250 over 350, and that's what you pay the chovos, right? The proportionally of what you get. It makes a lot of sense. And that would make sense with everything I'm saying, right? Just before I continue, that's fine, because Be'etzem, you have the chilek pshitos stays the same. That's fine. It works out. There's no problem in that. The problem is that the Meiri says a huge chiddush. He says that no, since you're a bechor, you now are like two sons, and therefore you have to pay 2/3 of the debt. Let's say the debt is $450. So you're going to end up paying $300. You're going to left off with only $50, right? Because you got $350, and you're going to have to pay $300. You get $50 in the end. It would have been better for you to not take your Bechorah, because then you'll get $300, because 600 times divided by 2 is 300. You'll get $300. You'll split the debt 50-50. So that was $450. You'll split $225. You'll come out with $75, you'll end up making more money by not taking your Bechorah. This is very strange. That's what he says. Sometimes he says it's better for you not to take your Bechorah. Mm-hmm. So that's very strange. I mean, I don't know. Svar is very strange, I think. But what you have to say, meaning he says it, Maisa, and Svachor, that's against, I don't know, I mean, it's a kach, I don't know, I mean, I think it sounds strange. I mean, I don't think like it's kach on me, I think it's strange. But, Maisa, it sounds like it's something against what I'm saying. Because that would mean, that's saying that Be'etzem, Bechura, is two people, right? And there's really two Pashuts. It's really two Pashuts. You become two Pashuts. So there's certain Chidushim in Chilek Bechura that you only get Mukhsak, you get, you know, Tumtum's not Mamai, whatever, certain Chidushim. But Be'etzem, Bechura is a double pasha. You're two shooting, right? So I guess you can still say my yesod. You can still say pasha stays the same. You only change the bechorah, but it's just strange. Once you're changing the bechorah is different. It's just weird why you would pay, why you pay like, you're two pshutim, but you only get the chilek of a pasha and a bechor. I don't know. It's a strange thing to me. I don't know. Tarichin, so that mayan in this meiri. I don't have a good beer for it.
Otherwise, why would you say
any nosin? Why would you say that? Like reason, so the Rishonim will discuss that. It's a good question, but the Rishonim discuss. They say one reason the Rishonim give is imagine the guy's out of town. So whatever. There's a thing. Meaning, I'll take one case.
What is enough community, right?
Right. Why would you ever say it? Why would you ever want to ever say that? Why would you? That's stupid. Why would you ever give out my money? So they say. Let's say there's a Baal Chov right here. If you say any notes of any notes saying, then he'll have to. You can't. I'm sorry. I can't take the stuff right now. So I can't give you your money. I'm sorry. But if you take the money, then he's gonna take his debt. So sometimes you'd rather not take the money, and then when your brother comes back, so he'll give you the money. Like meaning whatever.
We're Jews. Tosus gives the answer of Ketanim.
Oh, exactly. I mean, that's exactly his question. That's right.
It's a different answer.
Yeah. Fine. I'm saying there's different.
There are lots of answers. Right?
Fine. I mean, there are answers to that question. The Meiri basically has this answer, which I don't understand. I don't know. I didn't think about it well enough, but to me, at first glance, it's a very big chiddush. Fine. And then there's one more. Fine. So that's the basic yesod. I want to say. I guess the Meiri is really not against the yesod. It just stam. It's interesting. The Meiri. Meaning the yesod still is. I think still say that the Pshitos stays how it is, the Bechor is the Chiddush, and we'll extrapolate from Pshitos onto the Bechor, but not from Bechor onto Pshitos. And the Meiri is just saying that really you're Pashut and Pashut, and just we change your second Pshitos to Indian certain dinim, but not Indian the Chov, as we just said in the show. Fine. One more Ha'ara, just because we have a few more minutes. It's not exactly our Sugya, but it comes up in Bechor. It's like there's a famous Nesivis. And these Tosus in, they're Medayik and different Tosus and different things. So that they think Tosus holds like this, Nesivis. That Nesivis has the following chiddush.
Wait, where is the Nesivis?
I don't know, but if you look at the Dvar Yaakov in the sugya, I think he'll bring the Nesivis. Okay. It's like a famous Nesivis. I mean, I don't know on top of my head where it is, but so there's a Nesivis who says the following. He says that the matana, because matana karachmana, right? Bechor is matana karachmana. It's matana from whom? So Pashup Shah in the Psukim, meaning just Pashup Shah, when I say it, Matana from whom? Matana from the father, as you would say. Meaning, it says, Vasei Slo Pishnai, I'm talking about the father, it's Pashup Shah, it's the father before, and the Matana is from the father. The Sivis wants to say, for whatever reasons he says it, that it's a Matana from the Achin. It's a Matana from the other brothers. There's a stam, it's just a little strange, meaning it's the kind of thing that you don't want to be true. That it's matana from the brothers, because one thing, he's not really a bechor in the brothers. There's not so many dinim that of bechor in the brothers. There's a din of kavod the brothers have to give to the bechor. They have to give to a gadol, not necessarily because he's a bechor, because he's gadol shba'achin. Not it's not because of his shame bechorah, right? It's because of his gadol shba'achin. You have to give your older brother. You gotta give him respect. But I don't think I think even the last brother has to give the next brother respect, but I'm not totally sure, but I think it says Galush Ba'achin. It's not a din, even if there was a girl first. Imagine
anyway,
that.
The whole thing's the Rabbanan anyway. So,
yeah. That. Right, okay, fine. So, anyway, I don't know, it's a little strange. But one very good mucker for this Nesivis they bring, when I first read it.
Before mucker, what's the Nafkamina?
I don't remember the top of my head. I have to look it up. But he has a pilpulim that he's trying to discuss to explain it. I'm just pointing out, anyone who's learning about, if you're learning about Basra, you'll see it'll come up. It'll be the kind of thing that, like, there'll be diakintosis, and it'll be like, it's a pilpul that goes on. And every time, it's like another Nafkamina Indian, what he's discussing right there. I don't remember the, I'm sorry, you're right. I should remember Nafkamina, I just don't remember. But there's one mucker which, when I first read it, I'm like, I'll do it, I guess Taka the Nesivis is right. I mean, I'm like, okay, this is a very good riot. But then I realized I don't think it is. But the Tosfos on Yudbeis and Mabeis, Dermasel Kagon, says the following. The Gemara is talking about Kofen Amidah Stone, and it says, the following, that by Chalukas HaShutfin, okay? So now, one of the Shutfin wants, the Shutif has a Meitzar, right? You were asking before. Shutif has a Meitzar. He has a piece of land right next to the Chalukas HaShutfin, and now we're splitting the Shutfin. So he wants the part of land which is next to his land. So whatever, the Gemara the dimes in it, but whatever, let's say we say kofel me a stone. And Echanan, you have to give it to him. You have to give him that piece of land. So Tosfos asks, so look at Tosfos, he goes, came the Rabba, he's the guy who says kofel me a stone, amai itzrich krog b'kur diavina lecha chamitzra, like your question. So why do we need a pasuk of a b'chor? It's pasuk by everybody. Oh. Look at the second answer. The first answer is also interesting, but the second answer is v'nineinu. V'od, the second answer, the b'chor matana korach mana. K'da'amr b'yesh nochlin. Ichsiv aseis lo pishnayim. V'ein l'chuch es hanosein. Meaning what? That b'chora, we would have said, is not part of this pasuk not part of the din of kofin min a stone. You're not kofa someone to give a present, right? You kofa someone when there's two, let's say two bali dinim or two shutfin, and they both have a bialus in something, and our kofa that you can't mess this guy up for no reason. You gotta be a nice guy. You can't be a stomite, right? So we're kofa on me a stone. We're not kofa you to give a present. You don't seem to give a present. Now over here, it's a chiddush, because over here, you have to give this present. This is a plus in the Torah, lo yichil vaker. It's due to him. It's not like it's a stomach present. But the Torah is saying that still, it's l'maisa, it's called a present, right? And since l'maisa, it's called a present, so it has a dinim of a present, and present, we're never kofa to give a present. Since we're never kofa to give a present, we would have thought we don't say kofa on me a stone over here. Kamash v'lan we do, because it's one... It's not like kofa mitzvah, which is that it's one chilek. Not like kofa mitzvah, which is that it's one chilek. So he gets his one chilek. Fine. That's what the pasuk teaches us to tell us that he gets one chilek. But when you look at this Tosfos, like I understand, a matana. We're talking about the achin versus the it's a bias, it's a shutfis. The achin have their chilek. The other brother, the bechor, has his chelek. So, okay, they split, and the Bechor gets two. But there's no sheiches of the... It's not the matana from the Achim, it's the matana from the brother, from the father, sorry. Matana from the father, and at this point, they're just shutzpin. Right? The father gave him the matana already. It's his. Okay, now they're shutzpin. Now they have to split, they want to split, they don't want to stay shutzpin in this estate forever. So now they split. It's not a matana anymore. So it sounds like Nesiva said, it's a matana from the Achim. Right? And that, no, at this point, they're going to give him a matana. In Kofan, it's an Achim to give him a matana. Right? At first I read this, I'm like, oh, Taka, the Rav from Nesiva. Then I realized it's not at all. And I think the Achron already Meir, this thing is a Chutra Meir Simcha on this Tosfos. I think he says the following. If he doesn't, it's like a Deris Moshe or Shmuel. I think it was the Chutra Meir Simcha. Says the following. No, that's incorrect. There's another Gemara, which is, I'm not going to get into this now, no time, but this is a very, very, very important Gemara. Hopefully we'll get through it one of these days. It's a Gemara on Daf. This is one of the very important Gemara. On Daf, Kuf, Chaf, Vav, Amud, Aleph. So hopefully later we'll get there. But the Gemara there discusses, whatever, there's a Rashbam there. Discusses two sabayas. There's a Mishnah in Nun Vav and Beis in Bechoros. We're discussing two sabayas. That, what does that mean? It's a special type of shutfis when the yorshim are yorish from the father. There's a special type of shutfis, right? It's called two sabayas. Not just a normal shutfis. It's the yorshim in the estate. What's the nafkamina? The Mishnah has two nafkaminas. Then in Kabbalah and then your Meiser Behema. Basically you give a din of a Yachid. There's a din over there by Meiser Behema and by Kabbalah that when you by Shutfin, by Meiser Behema and Kabbalah, and you hold it for someone else, it has a, there's one din for Shutfin and another din for a Yachid. Just say it like that. So by Tfus Zabayis, even though Pashas it should be a Shutfis, there's multiple people who own partners in this estate. The Maisa has a din of a yachid, and Lashon Rashi is because the nechasim are still benichse are b'shem of avihem. The nechasim are still shayich l'avihem, and the av is still a yachid. Ah, he's dead. He's in the kever, and they buried him. He's gone. Okay, but it's his estate, and that's the chiddush of tefusas abayis, that there is a it's a chiddush in the shutfis, that it's not just the multiple partners, it's multiple partners all acting together as the father. But it's all mice of the money is b'shem the father. So once you say, and there's multiple nachminas for that, and there's multiple discussion on that, that's not our sugya right now. But once you understand that, so this tosis is mistaber. Inachinami, of course it's a matana from the father originally. Of course this is a matana from the father. But the achin are serving as the father. This is the father's estate and the father's money. This is a tefusa bayis belonging to the father. However, the achin, they are all together partners in this as the father. They all own this as the father. So they're all acting father. They're all playing. I don't know, dress up, right? So since they're all playing, they all are the father. So they are giving the matana to the other brother, but not mitor matana from the achin. It's a matana from the achin as the father. So it's really a matana from the father. Just the achin are acting as the father. Now what the nafkamina for all this, you'll see. I mean, when you look in the sivis, you'll see what the nafkamina. I mean, whatever he says, I'm not saying. I mean, you'll see the nachmanis he says. But the I'm trying to say in this Tosfos is that it's not that it's really a matana really from the brothers. It's as much as the brothers here are the father because they're getting a yerush from the father, and in this Tosfos device they're acting as the father. And in that they're acting as the father, giving a matana to the brothers, to the other brother. Fine. So just chazer everything he said. The kitzer, the number of places where the Gemara says. The chiluk before and the chiluk pashut is one. The number of places it says it's two different things. When is that? So I want to say that the chiluk pshitas always stays the same, but we learn from chiluk pshitas to make the chiluk bechora similar to the pshitas. We'll never learn to make the chiluk pshitas similar to the bechora. That's the yesod. We have the Meiri versus the Rashbam and the kuf chaf dalid in our sugya le'inyan if he's like two people to have to pay off even more loans than the money he gets. In the Eries, I don't have a good beer with him yet. And it's a matana from the father, and just the Achin act as the father to give him a matana to the brother.